Good morning and welcome to the Palm Coast Code Enforcement Board meeting for Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. We will call the meeting to order. Please make sure that your pagers are off or on vibrate so that they do not disturb the meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Brannon?
Here.
Mr. Carruth?
Here.
Mr. LaPadula? Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. McDowell?
Present.
Ms. Medley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the September 7th, 2016 meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any disclosure of ex parte communications? Then we'll continue. Anyone who will be speaking today, please stand and be sworn in, including staff. Mary, if you could conduct that for us, please.
You think you might speak? Go ahead. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you. Our first case this morning, board members, is AI 30.
Mr. Chair, we need to swear in the code officer.
Okay, we'll put that on hold for now. The new members that were reappointed, please stand and be sworn in.
Okay. All right, repeat after me. I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support, protect, and defend. The Constitution and government of the United States, state of Florida, and the Charter and laws of the City of Palm Coast, that I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the State and Charter of the City. And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of Code Enforcement Board member, on which I'm now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
Thank you. There we go.
Thank you and welcome again to the board.
Thank you.
And to you, sir, welcome. Again, our first case is going to be AI 30. It is case number 20160615-4, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Jeffrey G. and Deborah A. Morrow, 30 Fairmont Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district. Good morning, sir.
Code Officer Risch with the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 30th day of July 2015, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 24th day of November 2015, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 11th day of January 2016, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 1st day of July 2016, given one day to comply. Reinspection was conducted on the 8th day of July 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Property notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th day of October 2016. And the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $5,350.
Thank you. Is Jeffrey G. or Deborah A. Morrill present? Could you come forward, please, and state your name and your address? And yes, you can bring your young child with you.
Deborah Morrow, 30 Fairmont Lane, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay, and what do you have to say in reference to this violation, ma'am?
The truck is always covered. We do have a cover for it. Everybody on code enforcement already knows that. We have a person that lives on the block that he has nothing better to do with his life, that the first time he sees the truck uncovered, he makes a phone call. That truck isn't covered when it's extremely raining out and we can't cover it, or if he has to go out super early in the morning, he uncovers it sometimes at 4 o'clock in the morning because he's leaving by 5:30, and he's got to put stuff in the truck or whatever the case may be. But 99.9% of the time, we keep the truck covered. That's his work vehicle. He works for a company out of Jacksonville.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Now, just to let you know that tomorrow night, okay, into Friday, that truck probably is not going to be covered because the cover on it is going to end up ripping and blowing off with the weather. So I got to let you know that.
You might want to discuss that with the code enforcement officer, and I'm sure he'll advise you what the alternatives could be. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
And who's the code enforcement officer that I need to talk to?
Right there on the table.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next case is AI 19. Case number 20160702 69. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Sean M. and Joseph D. Eberhardinger at 80 Upshire Path. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondents are present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depicted conditions and date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 17th day of August 2012, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the second day of October 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 11th day of January 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. Reinspection of the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the third day of July 2016 and given one day to comply. A reinspection on the 11th day of July 2016 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. There was also additional violations written on 3/29/2016. 4/14/2016 and 6/12/2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the fourth day of October 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the seventh notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and plus administrative costs of $5,350 to the city.
Is Sean M. or Joseph D. Eberhardinger present? Come forward, please. Please state your name and your address.
My name is Joseph David Eberhardinger. I live at 80th Shire Path, Palm Coast, Florida.
And what do you have to say in reference to the violation, sir?
Well, I see that you guys got pictures from 2012 and 14. That's when my father was still with us. His wife that me and my older brother have take charge of is handicapped. She physically cannot walk, and it is impossible for her to get from the front door to where our vehicles are in our driveway. So we have to park closest to the door to get her into the vehicles to take her to her appointments. Now, I know we could probably pay to get a driveway in there, but we can't afford that. So I have no clue how we're going to fix this situation other than to continue to park in our yard and take her to her appointments. And then when we're done, put it back in the driveway. That's the only thing I can do. I mean, other than that, we have no other options.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Mr. Chairman, I just
wanted
to point out...
The code enforcement officer, as soon as we make our decision to determine if you're in violation or not, but you need to talk to the code enforcement officer as to what your options may be, sir.
Right.
From the pictures I see, there's a lot more involved than just the location of your vehicles and where they're parked. There's swale damage and several other things, so it could get expensive. But once we make a decision on this, the fines could get to be outrageous.
Well, the majority of what we were cited for, we fixed. We spoke to, my older brother spoke to one of the code enforcement guys, and they told us everything was fine. You don't have to worry about hearings. And next thing you know, we got hearing notice after hearing notice after hearing notice. So that was a lie, apparently. We fixed everything that we had to. And we, like I said, we've been continuing not to park in the yard unless we had to take her to her appointments.
Mr. Chairman, obviously from the city standpoint, as you pointed out, this is a recurring violation, and obviously the photos show that there's different vehicles and different types of violations, all in violation of Chapter 44. But I did want to point out to the property owner and to the board that there is a process under our code when you're dealing with folks that may need some protections and accommodations under the Americans with Disability Act. So I would suggest that the gentleman talk with the code officer. There is a process if indeed there is a need to create some sort of accommodations for his mother-in-law. I think that's what I heard. But apart from that, the code is what it is, and these obviously would be otherwise in all other respects violations. That's the city's position.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Our next case will be AI 55 and 56. Case number 50, AI 55, will be case number 2016-061386. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Isla Obahov and Galina Obahova. I hope I pronounced those properly. 74 Pine Circle Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service, along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 8th day of March 2012, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 29th day of July 2015, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed.
On the first day of February 2016, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the third day of June 2016, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 22nd day of June 2016 at 3:33, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 22nd day of June 2016 at 3:52, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. An additional reinspect was conducted on July 29, 2016, and it was in violation again. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 30th day of July 2016, and a violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Are the homeowners present? Come forward, please. State your name and your address.
Hello, my name is Alexander Medvedovsky, and I'm a property manager for this property. Unfortunately for me, I didn't know about all this, but this is a tenant from that property, and as my understanding, since the last warning, he stopped to put his trailer on the driveway, even...
It's in the garage. Even if I go to lunch, I have to put my trailer in the garage. The yeah. first picture up there was
hold,
not
hold on a second,
ours.
Finish saying what you're going to say, and then I'll...
Yes, yeah. And he promised to me that it's never going to happen again, and since that time, he parked his trailer inside the garage, even if he's... even just for the lunchtime. And I do understand, and it's definitely our fault, but we're asking you to give us one more chance. It's never going to happen again.
Now, sir, could you come forward, state your name, please?
Clinton Pebbler. I'm the resident at 74
Speaking
Pine Circle Drive.
Clinton
Pebbler. I'm the resident at 74 Pine Circle Drive.
And what do you have to say in reference? Are these are your trailers?
That one is right there. The first picture shown was before I lived there, I guess. I don't have a white trailer. But that is my trailer, and the only reason it was parked there without the truck on there was our truck. We had a red truck, and the truck had broken down, and I had no way of doing it. My wife has a small red car, and I couldn't pull the trailer with it. But I do sometimes park it there when I go to lunch. Like Alex had said, I'm started parking it in the garage when I go to lunch or any other time.
Is there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I erred before to say there was also AI 56 on that same case. Our next case will be AI 3. Case number 2016021031. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Emma Proneste, 75 Brunswick Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1, no permit. Or retaining a wall.
For the record, the respondents are present. Code enforcement officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence the city's composite one proven proper service and a copy of the original board order along with the photographs. This case was heard on the 6th of July 2016. The order was signed on the 11th of July 2016, given 30 days to come into compliance or a fine of $50 per day until the property comes into compliance. Property is currently still in violation. The property was in violation from August 9th, 2016 to October 4th, 2016, a total of 57 days at $50 a day for a total of $2,850. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the filing and Massey Motion G, still in violation, with the fine still to continue until the property is in compliance, plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask one question of the city witness, what would have to happen for this property to come into compliance?
Either remove the retaining wall, pool, whatever it's going to be called, or get the proper permitting.
So to get the proper permitting, the owner would just come into the building department and get a building permit for it?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And is Emma Pronesti here?
Yeah. Matthew Lynn on behalf of Mrs. Pronesti.
And you are, sir?
Matthew Lynn on behalf of Mrs. Emma Pronesti, the owner of 75 Brunswick Lane. Here with regards to the citation and the notice of code violation dated August 16th, the issues are twofold. To begin, that picture is good. To begin, the structure that's on the property is not a retaining wall. It is not there to support or prevent the lateral movement of any land or water. There is going to be a pond in there, and that pond is going to be self-contained, and not the water is not going to be abutting any of this structure that's on the property right now. What this is there was a fence there, and this is strictly just an aesthetic change to the home. The second issue that I have with this notice of code violation is that it lists as the violation a violation of the City of Palm Coast Code Section 15.1, which simply incorporates the Florida Building Code into that code. The City of Palm Coast Code, along with Florida statutes, specifically Section 166.0415, requires that the city provide the owner with notice of these particular sections or the codes that are being violated. The City of Palm Coast Code incorporates the Florida Building Code into its code, meaning that the city is required to provide Ms. Pronesti with notice of the actual Florida Building Code provision that is being violated, and that is not done. It wasn't done in this citation, and it wasn't done in the previous citation as well.
Mr. Chairman, briefly in response, on behalf of the city, we're here for a Massey hearing today. So these matters, to the extent that they have merit, would have been appropriate for consideration at the first hearing. But the issues relevant for today are simply for determination of the number of days and whether the property is or is not still in violation. So the scope of our factual issues and legal issues today is much narrower than would have been at the first hearing.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions from the board members?
Yeah. Could you state your relationship to the owner of the property? You mentioned your name, but you didn't say who you are.
I apologize. Legal counsel.
Thank you.
And we are not here to determine if there's a violation of any particular code in this particular meeting. That has come up in the past. This has been before us before. This presently, what we're here to make a determination of is whether we go through with the Massey process, which is to put an attachment on the home for this amount. So the concerns that you brought forward, in my opinion, that relate to Florida State Statute 489, Part 1, which is a construction side of the state code, building code, should have been brought up many times earlier when this case came in front of us. So our decision today is going to be strictly on whether this is a, because it's a Massey case, we're going to make the decision today on whether the property is going to be attached for the fines that have accumulated.
Understood. And our response would be that it should not be attached for the reasons that I said, because these notice of violation, even the one before, and I understand the concern that that should have been up. Been brought up before with the original citation, but this new citation has not been addressed, and that is the same issues.
In response, if I may, Mr. Chairman, there's not a new notice of violation. The only notice that came for today is a notice of hearing for determination of the narrow issue of whether or not the prior determination that there was a code violation, whether there has been correction of that, and then for a determination of the number of days since, pursuant to your prior order, whether the property remained in violation since the deadline that was set forth in your prior order, and then a determination of the number of days times the daily fine amount.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right. Thank you, sir. Our next case will be AI 23 and 24. AI 23, case number 2016061, 203, a recurring violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Delphin Dominguez, 14 Westmount Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1, no permit for a structure. Sorry, no permit for structures.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present. I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city composite proving proper service along with numerous photographs and depict the conditions of the date as indicated. The facts of the case are follows. On the 28th day of August, 2014, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 20th day of June, 2016, giving 14 days to comply. Reinspection on the 5th day of July, 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th day of October, 2016, and this violation has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus $69 administration costs to the city.
Is Delphin Dominguez present? State your name and your address, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
State your name and your address.
My name is Delphine Dominguez, 14 Westmount Lane.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
This is passion fruit, most these things. I don't consider weed. I try to grow passion fruit. That green stuff is a plant I try to grow fruit. And this is a lemon tree or orange tree. Like I said, I like to plant trees. And that green thing over there by the bird's house is passion fruit. I don't know, it's illegal to grow that thing here.
Any questions from the board members?
I plant a lot of fruit trees around the house, fig trees, orange, persimmons, passion fruit, grapes. It's my hobby. When I work, I try to garden.
No further questions? Do I hear a motion?
The only question I have is he just needs a permit for this structure and he's in compliance, correct?
But right now I cut everything except in that white structure, in the bottom, everything is cut except the lemon trees. If I gotta cut the lemon trees or the orange trees, I cut it.
Sir, this is about the white arbor.
Excuse me?
This is about the structure. The next case is about the trees. This is about the structure, the white wood. the wood that you've got the trees growing on, it needs a permit. Yeah, that's what this case is about. The next case is about the plants.
I have a question.
Right.
So that what's that?
The beams. Well, you need to talk to the officer, but you need a permit from the city. That's what this case is about.
We have a question.
Yes, question for the city.
She can tell you how to do that.
Yeah.
What's the sufficient... Question for the CEO. What's the sufficient amount of time he'd need to get a permit?
Was it efficient time?
Sufficient time, yes.
Yes.
Because right now you're asking 5 days to comply. So.
Well, he's had that time to get it, and then didn't I ask him, I put on the notice to call us if he had any questions, but nothing was taken care of. So I put 5 days.
Okay.
I think it's sufficient to get a permit.
So in order to be in compliance, he needs to pull a permit within 5 days.
That's right.
Okay.
Are there any further questions? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. The next case is AI 24, same address, 14 West Mount Lane, case number 20160612-04. Also a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Delphin Dominguez, 14 West Mount Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondent is present. I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite proving proper service along with numerous photographs that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 28th day of April, 2014, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 28th day of June, 2016, giving 5 days to comply. Reinspection on the 5th day of July, 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th day of October 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on the property or property owner. Based upon the testimonial and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring.
What is the administrative cost?
Oh, I'm sorry. Administration cost is $5,350.
Mr. Dominguez, come forward.
Now, reference
to the weeds and the overgrowth, what do you have to say, sir?
It's what I tried in the beginning. Most of that green stuff is passion fruit and grapes. That is a fig tree. That is an avocado. That is a lemon tree, another lemon tree. And this is a wild cherry, the Florida cherry, the one on the corner. This is a fig tree, lemons, grapes, by the letter. Passion fruit. I don't know it's illegal to plant those.
Are there any further questions from the board members? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Are you here for a case, sir? The person in the back here? I'm sorry. We've got a couple more cases here, okay? Okay, our next case is AI 34. Thank you, Dave. Case number 20160701-09, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Charles and Anita Bloom, 18 Felter Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the third day of January 2016, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 17th day of February 2016, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. Current notice was issued on the first day of July 2016, giving one day to comply. A reinspection was conducted on the 22nd day of July 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. The vehicle was also in violation on August 12, 2016, September 16, 2016, and October 2nd, 3 days ago, 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the fourth day of October 2016, and the violation was corrected. This is the third notice given for the same property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order. And administrative cost of $5,350.
Charles or Anita Bloom present. State your name and your address, sir.
Charles Bloom, 2 Cloverdale Court North, Palm Coast. when we first received the notices, I instructed my son. I don't live at the property. It's my son's. My son is living at the property. And I instructed him to get the vehicle into compliance. He purchased magnets to cover up all the signs and put in compliance. At some point thereafter, he forgot to remove the magnets and lost several of them on the highway. He's been remiss in buying new magnets to put them on. I've since had a heart-to-heart discussion with him, and the vehicle will be in compliance from this day forward.
Well, that, I'm sure, sir, we'd like to hear. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case will be AI 49. Case number 20160614 53. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Alina Dvornikova and Yulebek Dejurovic. I hope I pronounce those properly. 284 Parkview Drive, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. The order was signed on the 9th of May, 2016. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 23rd of June, 2016, giving 0 days, and is being fined until compliance. This is the first repeat. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of the 23rd of June 2016 to October 4th, 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th of October 2016, and a violation has not been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Motion E, still in violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 104 days in violation for a total of $10,400 with a continuing fine until the property comes into compliance and administrative costs of $69.50.
Are the homeowners present? Please state your name and your
Alina
address.
Alina Dvornikova, 284 Parkview Drive.
Both the tires are inflated. The vehicles are operable. This vehicle, you can see the cover that's on the side. The vehicle is covered. It is covered today as well. And I feel I've addressed when that violation was issued and one day was given, I called the code enforcement board or the officer, not the officer, but the office, and I informed them that I cannot fix the problem in one day. I have three children, and their father is out of the house most of the week. So when he gets back, he'll address the problem. The problem has been fixed. Both vehicles are operable.
Are there any further questions from the board members? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Accept the motion for what? For his fines?
I'm talking to the board members.
Okay. I make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of $100 per day for 104 days, total fine of $10,400.
Are you kidding
me? And administrative costs in the amount of $69.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Did you just say $10,000?
That's correct. $10,400.
For what?
You need to talk to the code enforcement officer.
Sir, for what? The tires are fixed.
The vehicles are still on jacks.
Our next case will be AI 16. Case number 201606182, the City of Palm Coast versus William Robert Conway.
I'm sorry, what number is
112?
What number is it?
16.
16.
AI 16. 112 Julian Trail, A, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1, no permit for offense.
For the record, the respondents are present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite providing service along with the photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 21st day of June 2016 and given 14 days. A reinspection on the 5th day of July 2016 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing and procedures were followed in all cases. We also have reinspections on 7-18 of 2016, 9-18 of 2016, and 8-18 of 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th day of October 2016, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus administrative costs of $69 to the city.
Mr. Conway?
Mr. Chair, he needs to be sworn in.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hold on one second. Raise your right hand.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I sure will.
Thank you.
You state your name and your address, sir.
William Robert Conway, 5918 Mango Avenue in Bunnell. Now, this is a duplex that is rented out, and I suppose what I've been told by the renter, that he had problems with the raccoons knocking his trash cans over. So he wanted to erect a fence with pallets. I told him you could not do that. I didn't know about that. I just got your ordinance here and called John, Mr. Stafford, and I called him immediately and said, you cannot do this. We're in Palm Coast. You cannot put a fence up around garbage cans without a permit, and not by pallets anyway. I wouldn't go for that. That looks terrible.
And you understand, sir, what the city is recommending is that they give you 10 days to have this problem corrected.
Yes, I called him. I said, remove everything. And I hadn't been there, to be honest with you. I couldn't at that moment.
Well, the city's giving you 10 days. If it's not corrected in 10 days, the city is recommending that you pay $50 per day until it is corrected. So the 10-day period that it's going to take for you to have this corrected, I think you need to determine what you're going to do in that particular process. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Mr. Chairman, if I could. Mr. Conway, I know this is you own the property, but the gentleman is a tenant that lives there.
Right.
What you're going to want to do is either get him to take down what he put up. That would bring the property into compliance.
No, he didn't put anything up. He just ruined
things. Well, that's what I mean. He needs to get that out, remove that.
That is all removed already.
Well, he needs to make sure, and then if you're saying the property is in compliance, then you're going to want to get with the code officer, and they can establish that.
What happened is his dad is a.
So all I need you to do is just get with the code officer and make sure that it's in compliance. That's all you need to do. You have 10 days to do that. Okay?
Okay. Are there no further questions from the board members? I'll accept the motion.
Motion make a to motion accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of giving the homeowner 10 days to correct the problem or pay $50 per day until the problem is corrected and administrative costs in the amount of $69. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case is AI 5. Case number 20160712000. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Ada Colon and Benito Garcia, 27 Londonderry Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondent is present. I am Code Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case were as follows. Respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 4th day of June 2015. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 20th of July 2016, giving 0 days, 0 minutes. Fines until in compliance. This is a first repeat. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of July 20th, 2016 to July 21st, 2016, in compliance on July 21st, 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on October 4th, 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. A motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 1 day and a violation for a total of $50, plus administrative costs of $69.50 for the city.
Is Ada Colon or Benito Garcia?
Ada Colon.
She also needs to be sworn in.
Okay. Would you please be sworn in, please?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And what do you have to say? Your name is Ada Colon?
Yes, I'm Ada Colon. I usually call my boss every other week, you know. That week, unfortunately, I couldn't do it that Sunday. But then when I went to the house, when I see the note that day, I really cut the grass the same day they put the note. And, you know, unfortunately, I couldn't do it. You know, it was too dry. You know, the weather was really bad, you know, and it's a lot of when I cut it, you know. Give me some allergy, whatever, you know. And I postponed, really, you know. But the next day, I'm sorry, you know. I'm just trying to do the best, but I'm doing every other week, you know. That's the, and it's harder when it's really hot, you know, when it's dry, very dry, you know. That's the truth.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. All right, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to AI 2. Case number 20160515508, the City of Palm Coast versus Catherine Darby, 35 Black Bear Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
I'm calling the enforcement officer, Segala, for City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent is not present. I am entering into evidence City's Composite 1, proving proper service along with numerous photographs that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 25th of May, 2016, giving one day to comply. Reinspections were completed on June 1st, 4th, 11th, 15th, and July 17th, end of the month of August, and the property was in violation. During those dates, a recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 28th day of September 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the violation of this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the City is requesting that the Board impose the following. Motion A, no fine, standing order, and $53.50 in administrative costs to the City.
Are any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 4, case number 20160711106, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Alexei Lagasov and Ekaterina Kalaponina at 33 Lancaster Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence the City's Composite 1 proven proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 22nd day of April 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 18th day of July 2016, giving 60 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 18th day of July 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 22nd day of July 2016, and a violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property or the property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. A motion B, no fine, standing order, recurring, giving plus administrative costs of $53.50.
Any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. The next case is AI 7, case number 20160711015, a repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Kim Allen and Elizabeth Berry, 6 Katrina Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Good morning. For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Fitzgerald for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 9th day of May, 2016. This violation was corrected. The repeat violation notice of violation was written on the 15th day of July, 2016, given 0 days to comply. Fines into 0 days to comply was fined into it would be fined until in compliance. This is the first repeat. Respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period from July 15th, 2016 to September 30th, 2016. came into compliance on September 30th. A recheck of the property was conducted before go board on the fourth day of October 2016, and a violation has been corrected. Inspections were performed by other code officers on Friday mornings, Saturday, and Sundays during this time period of July 15th to September 30th, and violations were observed on all those 3 days during that continual period. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for a period of 30 days in violation for a total of $3,000, and an administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case will be AI 9, case number 20160713 19, the City of Palm Coast versus Maria Reveredo, a recurring case, 81 Zephyr Lily Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Good morning. For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Fitzgerald for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite for improper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the second day of June 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 28th day of June 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. There were also two other notice of violations issued for overgrown swale prior to these dates, and those violations were corrected in each case, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 21st day of July 2016, giving 1 day to comply. It was reinspected on the 22nd day of July 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. This violation also continued to exist every day from July 21st to September 21st. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 22nd day of September and also on the 4th day of October, and the violation was corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 14, case number 20160507 32. The City of Palm Coast versus John Clark. 25 Seaman Trail East, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Stafford for the City of Palm Coast.
I am entering into evidence to see composite proving proper service along with photographs taken and depict the conditions. On the date as indicated, the facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 12th day of May 2016 and given 14 days. A reinspection on the 26th day of May 2016 and the property was not in compliance. A reinspection of the property on 6/9/2016, 6/30/2016, 7/19/2016, 9/1/2016, 9/6/2016, and 10/3/2016, they were all not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 4th day of October 2016. The violation has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, The city is requesting that the board should oppose the following. Motion C, fine violation order I recommend given 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day plus administrative costs of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 17, case number 201607091. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Shauna R. Drew, 330 Underwood Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the second day of August 2012, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the ninth day of August 2013, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 13th day of February 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 14th day of July 2016 and given 60 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 14th day of July 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and two additional violations had occurred on 4/13 of 2015 and 4/28 of 2016. Those cases were also corrected and closed. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the fourth day of October 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the sixth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Do you happen to know if this is a rental unit?
No, I don't believe it is.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 18, case number 201606175. Recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Savitri and Rosalie Ramsaran. 383 Underwood Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 11th day of March 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 18th day of June 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 17th day of February 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 28th day of June 2016, and given 30 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 28th day of June 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and reinspection dates and other notes. There was an additional case on 3/13/2013, and I found that the property did come in compliance on 7/5/2016.
A recheck of the property was conducted before code board, and on the fourth day of October 2016, the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Let's take a 10-minute break. We'll come back at about 11:17. Assessment board for October 5th, 2016. Our next case is AI 25, case number 20160616 682. It's a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Christopher L. Wallace, 71 Whispering Pine Drive, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
Hi.
Good morning.
Okay. For the record, the respondent is not present. I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city composite proving the proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the cases are as follow. Reoccurring violations, I'm going to go through the dates of the violations. On the 11th day of September 2014, the 14th day of September 2014, the 17th day of December 2014, the 16th day of April 2015, the 22nd day of June 2015, and the 29th day of April 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violations were corrected and the cases were closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 27th day of June, 2016, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspection on the 28th day of June, 2016, and the property was not in compliance. The proper notices and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 27th day of June, 2016, and the violation has been, A recheck on the property of the conductor before code board, the fourth day of October, 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the sixth notice given for the same violation on the property or property owners. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administration cost $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 26, case number 20160709 80, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Robert Green, 27 Woodlawn Drive, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondent is not present. I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions of the date as indicated. The facts of the cases are as follows. Several violations were written. I'll read the dates. On the 26th day of June, 2012, on the 15th day of August, 2012, on the 21st day of February, 2013, on the 26th day of March, 2014, on the 16th day of September, 2014, The 12th day of April 2015, the 12th day of May 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. The current notice of violation was written on the 18th day of July 2016, giving 3 days to comply. Reinspection on the 26th day of July 2016, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board the 4th day of October 2016, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the 8th notice given for the same violation on the property or property owners. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day, plus an administration cost of $69 to the city.
And how much was it per day?
$25.
Is there any questions from the board members?
Did you say the violation is still...
It is. He is mowing the lawn, but he does not cut the grass alongside the house. And that was a complaint, and I did write on the notice of violation that it was alongside the house and the swells. He cut everything but the grass on the side of the house. So.
Okay. Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 28-01607-0752. City of Palm Coast versus Frank R. and Serena Sorrentino, 212 Beechwood Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence city's composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was in previous found in violation of the same code. The order was signed on the 8th day of August 2015. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice... The violation was written on the 13th of July, 2016, given 0 days to come into compliance. This is the second repeat. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code from a period of July 13th, 2016 to July 18th, 2016, and it came into compliance on July 19th, 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th of October, 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $150 a day for 6 days, in violation for a total of $900. Plus an administrative fee of $70 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 29, case number 20160071501. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus K. Johnston, 56 Bracken Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering in evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 10th day of April 2014, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 26th day of July 2016, given 5 days to comply. Reinspect on the second day of August 2016. At that time, the property was not into compliance. still in violation on the 8th, August 8th, 8-4-16, I'm sorry. The home finally came into compliance on August 31st, 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 4th day of October, 2016, and has been corrected. Based upon the testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Did I understand you to say that they are in compliance now?
They are. There's still a few items in front, but it's much better than it was. There's a bicycle, there's a hose there, but much better than it was, yes.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 33, case number 20160617778, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus York G. and Phyllis Halyard, 19 Fayette Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. Internet evidence in the city's deposit providing proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 7th day of June 2016, and this violation was corrected. The repeat notice was issued on the 29th day of June 2016, giving 0 days to comply. The respondent was in repeat violation of above cited code for the period of June 29th, 2016 to October 4th, 2016. The recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 4th day of October 2016, and it has not been corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence in this case, the city's requested the board impose the following. Motion E, still in violation, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 98 days in violation for a total of $4,900, with a continuing fine until the property comes into compliance, an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Any questions from the board members?
What was the fine?
$4,900.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 38, case number 20160710076. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus William J. and Barbara Ann Mulvey, 197 Frankford Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I am entering in evidence the city's composite, providing proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 9th day of May 2016. This violation was corrected. A repeat notice of violation was issued on the 17th day of July 2016, giving 0 days to comply. Respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of July 17, 2016 to October 4, 2016. Came into compliance on October 3rd, 2016. The recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 4th day of October 2016, and the violation was corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, compiled repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 8 days in violation for a total of $800, and administrative cost of $69.50.
Any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case will be AI 48, case number 201606191. The City of Palm Coast versus Roland and Milan Baltazar, trustees. 1 Ryland Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence, City Composite 1, proving proper service along with photographs taken at depicted conditions on dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On February 21st, 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On March 19, 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On May 7, 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on June 24, 2016, giving one day to comply. A reinspection was conducted on the 25th day of June 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. This boat stayed on the driveway from the day it was written, June 24th, till September 19th, the day I posted for the hearing. So it was approximately 2 months and whatever. A recheck of the property was conducted yesterday on the fourth day of October, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administration to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Are there two different boats involved here?
Yes, he moved one out one day and brought this one in the next day.
And how many days did you say that
it's was? Been there from June 24th till September 19th. And September 19th is the day I posted the notice of hearing.
And he's only going to get a $53?
Well, because he was never brought here before. Okay. So the next time the boat's there, then the fine starts.
Okay.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept a motion.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 51, case number 201606137. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Robert M. and Eileen R. Logue, 364 Parkview Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence City's Composite 1 proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the third day of July 2014, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the fourth day of January 2016, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 14th day of April 2016, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 22nd day of June 2016 at 11:26, giving 15 minutes to comply, and it was reinspected on the 22nd day of June 2016 at 11:53, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 29th day of June 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This question doesn't really have to do with our violation. What's that sign for? I never saw that sign before. No standing, parking, whatever. What's that sign really there for, do you know?
No parking, standing, or stopping within the right-of-way.
I don't even think that's a city sign.
If you don't know, that's okay. I just thought I'd ask the question for my own edification.
That's right by the school.
I can tell you that
Our code says that, and state law requires that if you're going to enforce local government regulations for parking violations, moving violations, that there has to be appropriate signage. And my understanding is that your Public Works Department has placed these signs at various places throughout the city and on the locations where you're leaving unincorporated Flagler County going into the city. So this is signage that helps us if there was ever a procedural challenge brought based upon that statute.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 54, case number 201607028, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Rudolph Wolfer, 22 Pillory Lane. Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance, accumulations, and jet ski.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 8th of February, 2016. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 6th of July, 2016, giving 0 days to comply. Fined until in compliance, and this is the first repeat. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of July 6, 2016 to the 16th of July, 2016. In compliance on the 19th of July, 2016, a recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 19th of July, 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied, repeat, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 11 days in violation for a total of $550 and administrative costs of $69.50.
Any questions from the board members?
Does the jet ski work?
No. I guess he was waiting for bulk trash, but they never picked it up.
Do I have any more questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 56, case number 201605096. City of Palm Coast versus Yvonne M. Green, 13 Pine Grove Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, fence maintenance.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date of the indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 16th of May, 2016, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspected on the first day of June, 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th day of October, 2016, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day and administrative costs of $69.
Have we never seen this before?
No.
Oh, okay. There's another fence that looks like this.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 57, case number 201607019, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Quinye Lin, 29 Pope Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat or trailer.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 30th day of June 2016, a notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was written on the 8th day of July 2016 at 10:33, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspected on the 9th of July 2016 at 1:14, and it was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. Additional reinspects was on 7/9, 7/13, 7/19, 8/9, and 8/25. A final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th day of October 2016, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on its property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, 5-violation order. I recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day and administrative cost of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 59, case number 2016-066. Sorry. Case number 2016-061562. The City of Palm Coast versus Richard Glenn and Penny Jean York. 76 Princess Ruth Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 24th of June 2016 at 1:37, giving 30 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 24th day of June 2016 at 3:51, and it was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this in all cases. Additional reinspect was conducted on 7/13 of 16, and the truck was there again. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th of October 2016, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. Accept.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 64, case number 2016-061312. City of Palm Coast versus Gary W. and Petra H. Katoji. 37 White Feather Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, wall maintenance.
For the record, the response not present. Code Officer Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence city composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and date as time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The owner of this house has been talked to regarding finished painting the edging on the property and fence maintenance and stuff for like 2 months before it even got written, where it came to the point we just wrote it up. The current notice of violation was written on the 22nd day of June 2016, given a day to comply. It got reinspected on the 27th day of June 2016, and the property was not in compliance. As of today, it's still not in compliance. Recheck of the property was conducted yesterday, and it's not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 a day plus $69 administrative costs.
Do they not need a permit to do the painting?
No, they need to check to see what color they're going to use, which they're fine with the color. They just won't finish painting. I believe yesterday I saw some paint coming in, so I'm hoping they finish their job.
Are there any further questions? Not, all accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Same address, the next case, AI 65, case number 20160613 14. A recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Gary W. and Petra H. Katoji, 37 Whitefeather Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-114A, rubbish, trash, and garbage.
For the regular response, not present, called Officer Louis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. Mentor into evidence, city composite warrant proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the condition and date as time is indicated. Facts of the case as follow. On February 19, 2013, a notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 19th day of May, 2014, notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 22nd day of June, 2016, given 1 day to comply. Got reinspected on the 27th day of June, 2016, and was not in compliance. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on October 4th, 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should propose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus administrative costs of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our last case at the same address is AI 66, case number 20160613 14, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Gary W. and Petra H. Katoji, 37 Whitefeather Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11, trash containers.
For the record, responsible not present, Code Officer Louis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. Mentor into evidence, city composite, one proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the condition and time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On 12-1-2011, on May 30th, 2012, on July 5th, 2012, on August 20th, 2012, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 22nd day of June, 2016, given 1 day to comply. Reinspected on the 27th day of June, 2016, the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed on all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 4th day of October, and the violation has been corrected. This is the 5th notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus administrative costs of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? Not, all accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any unfinished business? Or any old business? Any new business? The next code board meeting will be November 2nd, 2016 at 10 a.m. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.